Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
I want you to prepare your hearts. I want everyone to prepare our hearts for what we're about to receive here tonight. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. As I begin teaching us about seven essentials, is that not for a life of what? Glory. We had a great experience yesterday. We've been having wonderful experiences all through the 20 days of glory. And I can assure you that you can only get better. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It can only get better. The hand of God has been mighty, helping, strengthening, healing, saving, delivering people. It can only get better. Amen. So I started sharing with all seven things I think are essential. And if you critically look at it, the things that I'm sharing with us, they are things that will help us create atmosphere that will help us experience glory. If you want to experience a life of glory, you do not want a life that is diminishing. You want a life that is, you know, a high life of a high flyer. You want to do well according to God's plan and according to God's order for your life. As I share with you, number one, I said it's what? Value. That means, what are you bringing on board? What do you have to offer? Your products, your service, your gifts, your talents, your abilities. You have to do, you see, everything. We were praying yesterday, and while we're praying, one of the things that God will do is to stir up your gifts. God cannot help a man beyond the willingness of the person to offer something. You must be willing to offer something. Please listen to me attentively. What I'm sharing with you now is so essential that if you miss it, everything is going to be a waste. I just told you right now that everything we are teaching, everything you are learning, the anointing you are receiving, everything that you are receiving, the effect will not show until you start acting based on these things that I am teaching, the seven principles that I'm going to share with us. I want you to take it as if your life depends on it. I want you to take it as if I have found, the Bible says something, buy the truth and do what? Sell it not. I told you the meaning of that. When you have bought what is right, do not sell it for distraction. Do not trade it for something inferior. Do not trade it for something small. There's a strange echo at the background. Can you organize the sound, please? So buy the truth and sell it not. Buy the truth and sell it not. That's what the word of God says. So the first thing is the value that you have. Number two is what? Power what? Vision. And I said it clearly that vision is a prophetic picture of the agenda of God for humanity. So divinity has a plan for everyone. Everyone seated under the sound of my voice here, God already has a plan for your life. Anything you see anywhere around the world, they are products of vision. A business was once in the heart of a person. Are you getting what I'm saying now? United Arab Emirates was not what it was many years back. A particular prince rose and it came to his heart that this is what will happen and we can change the narrative. And everything changed. It was the power of vision. Many years ago, South Africa was in shambles until Nurhilala Nelson Mandela came on board with the power of vision. Even when they tried to bribe him, tried to beg him, tried to give him money to pacify, like what is happening in some African nations now, just to shut your mouth and let's continue doing what we're doing. And men of vision will never allow anything to stop them. It takes a man of vision to say, I have seen the promised land. I will not allow anything to stop me. Martin Luther King Jr. saw what was happening, racial discrimination at a very terrible level. He saw what his parents had been through, his ancestors. Then one day he made up his mind that he will not settle for less. He saw a picture of an America where a black man will be there and rule. A picture of America where slave trade will be abolished. At a point he was talking, slave trade was common. If you entered a train with a white man, you will have to stand for him to sit. He doesn't need to tell you to stand, just that you saw him. The sight of him, you will stand up, you will sit. You get into the restaurant together, you want to buy food, and a white man is behind, and you are in front. You will step aside for him to go forward and wait. If they come and they are 10, you will wait for them until they are done buying. It was that bad. Then one day Martin Luther King Jr. started thinking and asking himself, how will it go? He conceived a vision, or God put a vision in his heart. God will always put a vision in the heart of somebody. For where there is no vision, the people will do what? Perish. You can't run your business as a hobby, eating everything you see and living anyhow. No, it must be a vision that can change lives, not just you. Every time you do normal business, you are living just for yourself. But when you move your business from being a business to a global vision, you will impact more lives than you ever thought in your life. So he sat down and he saw it. One day he came, they were asking him, the threat over your life, people are threatening you, they're going to kill you, they will do that. And he said he's not bothered about that. He knows that longevity is important and he really wants to live long. But it is more important that a nation will be bettered than for one man to just be scared and sit in mediocrity. Many people have sacrificed their vision as a result of fear of what will happen. If I do this, what will happen? If I do that, what will happen? Sir! It doesn't matter what anybody is saying. When God gives you a vision, if you live a life lesser than your vision, it will be your biggest regret all your life. Then he said, I have been to the mountaintop. I have seen the promised land. He said, together as a nation, we will enter the promised land. He believed in his heart so much, and he said to himself, I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of his creed. We hold the truth to be self-evident that all men were created to be equal. I have a dream that one day the sons of slave and former slave owners will sit on the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day my four little kids will no longer be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. He saw it and he pushed for it. Pushed for it. Some of us have not read about Rosa Parks, the woman who also decided not to stand up for a white man in the train. And they caused serious riots in the whole community. There was serious strike and lockdown. People of vision do the unusual things. And the technology with which God moves your life from one level to another is the power of vision. How far can you see for that business, for that career, for that job? We're not just here for just people to come around. Not everybody, maybe not everybody in the congregation today needs a particular thing. Not everybody might need a healing. Some other people might need a vision. They might need to have a vision. Some people might need understanding, knowledge. Some people might need just different things. But the program is designed in such a way that it is supposed to give you every single thing that you need. It's a life of glory. Am I communicating, church? Is anybody getting what I'm saying? And number three, I told you, is the power of word. Knowledge. I told you that knowledge will always give you an edge. Knowledge is light. Knowledge is power. It is knowledge that has brought us to where we are today. We were once in the stone age where nobody knew anything. Human beings were once dressing like animals until people came and started sowing things. Knowledge is life. Whatever field you have chosen in life, don't settle for less. Ask yourself, the high flyers in that field, what is it they know that I don't know? What is it they are doing that I'm not doing? You sit in a class within the space of 4 years and somebody consciously packages a body of knowledge into your life, and you were once called your ordinary name. 4 years after, they sound say you are an engineer. 5 years after. What happened to you? Knowledge redefined your status. Knowledge gave you a new identity. Knowledge gives a new identity. Just seated here today, you go to the resource center, you pick one book and read it. Just try it and see how you'll be behaving. All of a sudden, within that 2 weeks, you are drunk with what you have read. You are beginning to act in a particular manner. Why? Because knowledge redefines you. Knowledge reshapes your life. Don't ever joke with superior knowledge. Ensure you press to the point where you know that I have known, I have found the key, I am no longer living my life by trial and error. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? So I told you already, books are everywhere. People are suffering as a result of the things that they do not know. Many people are suffering. Many people are in serious mess and struggle. Until they get knowledge, they will never be able to move in life. And I want to tell you, if you really want a life of glory, whatever you have chosen, whether it is fashion, whether you're a businessman, whether you're a career person, you're selling a particular product, you're marketing a particular thing, ask questions about it. Press for knowledge in that dimension. Then apart from the knowledge of the product and the services and the things that you have to offer, there is a kind of knowledge that redefines our being. I'll talk about that as the last thing tonight that I'm going to share. But that's number what now? Number three, is that not? Number four, for you to experience a true life of glory, you must consciously and intentionally choose your association. You must consciously and intentionally choose your association. you must consciously and intentionally choose your association. The quality of people you follow will determine what follows you. The quality of people you associate will determine the kind of things that we associate with your life. Am I talking sense to somebody? I was speaking with somebody the other day and I said, come, this thing that is happening to you right now, look at where you find yourself. How did you come about it? And he said, I know my parents are not like this, but I can't even remember. I said, you can remember. Calm down. The first day you took your first dose of this drug, was he not a friend? He said, yeah. Oh, that's true, my friend. And he started explaining all the story. And I said, that's it. That's the power of association. You are average of the five people around you. Look at your friends. You can never be better than them. Look at all your friends. Whatever they are pushing their life towards is where you're going to. If they are very comfortable and the kind of people that just sit down early in the morning and they are gisting and talking and stand at newspaper stand discussing sports, premiership, where nobody knows them, may you not have that kind of friend in your life. You just discuss premiership and after the discussion, they don't have job, they don't have work. They sit down and drink something. After they finish drinking, they play drafts, they play everything. Their destiny has no draft and movement, but they are playing drafts. Some other people sit down from morning to night just chatting 30 things that don't make any sense. They are not searching for anything. They are not looking for anything. They are just confused. Sir, you can't go far like that. On your phone, you can connect with people, new friends all over the world that can be instrumental to your growth. The life has become so easy right now. So you need to create an attitude. Do you know everything I am teaching? And we have been teaching all the ministers and the men of God have been teaching here. One person will come into your life and rubbish everything. So what are they telling you? What nonsense? Let's go. And you see a foolish person will follow. The Bible says, he that keeps company with the wise shall be called wise, but the companion of fools shall be destroyed. You can check it in the book of Proverbs. I'll show you a few things tonight before God's servants will come up with us. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 20. Please get ready for a life of glory. It is not permitted for anybody in this church to remain the same. You will be tired if you are, you will just be tired because you'll be hearing the testimonies of people moving forward. Life's advancing, getting better. The question will now be, what do you want to make of your own life? Check where you are today. Where you are today, your friends brought you. Some of you came here today because somebody dragged you in. Some of you started doing one terrible thing, somebody brought you there. It's always a human being that will realize somebody. When God wants to bless you, he will bring men to your life. When Satan wants to destroy you, he will bring men to your life. The power of association. You can use friends to create an atmosphere that Satan cannot penetrate. Because you have friends that are loaded with knowledge. After interacting with them, you go back home and you say, Jesus, my life cannot be like this. You go and start reading. After interacting with them, you say, I'm spiritually cold. Look at what this girl was sharing. Look at what this woman was sharing. Some women just sit down and they chat nonsense and talk nonsense. Whereas some other people have knowledge that can help their families go far. They have friends that are putting things inside their head. Putting things. Friends that are saying, we can never be like this. Friends that all the people around me, I've tried as much as I can to challenge them. And when I see that I'm challenging the people around me, I will move the level. I look at another cycle again. If you are the smartest person within your clique, move out. Don't throw them away, but enter another clique. You are permitted to be in two. One where you are the smartest and one where you seem to be the lowest and somebody is pushing you. You are permitted. You cannot just be there for life and say, we grew together, that's why we are there. No, people don't grow together. People who are born together, they never grow together. People who are born together, they never grow together. Two people can be born today, the same day, in the space of 5 years. Check them. Something has, even if, as a child, 5 years, something has happened to one that has not happened to the other. A lot of things that usually will culminate to our lives becoming a life of glory, and one of it is association. Jesus came one day and he looked at a man and he said, follow me. And what will happen? He said, I will make you. In other words, by your association with me, you will be made. Do you have those kind of friends that you can confidently say, following this person, my life has gotten better. Following this person, I'm sure that I will not draw back. Following this person, I'm sure that 20 days of glory will not go back and live the normal life. Every single person that Jesus called to follow, some of them were fishermen. Some of them were just ordinary men in the streets. By associating with Jesus, their life changed. Just association, sir. Do you know you can meet one person, just one person, and from that day, shame is wiped off your life forever. Power of association. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verse 13, the Bible says, and when they saw the courage of Peter, when they saw what? The courage of Peter. When they saw what? the boldness of Peter and who? John. They perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men. They marveled. Why? The uneducated and untrained men don't have this dimension of what? Knowledge. But sir, association had brought them into another school. Association has schooled them. So the Bible says they perceived and they realized that they had been with Jesus. In other words, association with Jesus gives a man courage. They didn't have it before. They were not like that before. But all of a sudden, they started associating with Jesus. They did not go to school, but Jesus was an embodiment of a curriculum. And he started educating them. Every friend you have is an embodiment of a curriculum, negative or positive. Check what's coming out of your friend. Check what's coming out of your association. Check what's coming out of the people that you allow into your life. Because Satan is not foolish. If he wants to finish you, he will send somebody. And he might not send them. So there are some people who are very simple moralists. They will come subtly. Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, for the devil, your adversary, is going about like a roaring lion, seeking for whom to devour. There are certain people here, you have carried enough fire. If Satan wants to rubbish you, he will just bring a guy that is speaking smart English. Before you know it, 2 weeks later, they're looking for you. May it never be your portion in the name of Jesus. There are guys that have carried fire here. Offers that you have rejected before. You will just be surprised. Somebody will just come from nowhere. May you be discerning enough to know when the devil is sending a target into your life in the name of Jesus. Many people are where they are today as a result of the association. Association. The company that you kept. The company that they have kept. 2 Samuel chapter 13. Let me show you this from verse 1 to 5. Association has to do with the people you listen to. It has to do with the person. Do you know that it is your association that you are going to marry from? Look at. You marry somebody you look like. You marry somebody that looks like you. You marry somebody you perceive is going where you're going to. And some people are smart enough. They know that they are not right, but they are looking for those who are right. And may you not fall into the trap of such people. There are some men, they've never had any issue with their life, with their wife, major issues. Until they started sitting with a new guy and the guy started talking things and saw the way he was talking to his wife. Hello, shut up. What are you saying? You're a woman, I'm a man. And the man had never said that to his wife before. Then he went back home. The wife said something she would have said normally before. Then he said, shut up. And the wife said, did you say that to me? He said, who are you? She said, in 12 years, you've never said that to me. What do you mean by that? Because I've been watching you all these days. Somebody has started schooling him. Somebody has started training him, indoctrinating him, showing him a new pattern that he never was before. Can I pray for somebody? Every stranger that tries to creep into your destiny to show you something that will bring you down and lower everything that you have known in Christ, I declare you will never connect with them in the name of Jesus. Whoever is waiting to rubbish the destiny of your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife, your children, I declare they will not connect with such in the name of Jesus. After this, Absalom, the son of David, had a lovely sister whose name was Tamar. And Amnon, the son of David, loved her. Go ahead now. Amnon was so distressed over his sister Tamar that he became sick, for she was a virgin. And it was improper for Amnon to do anything with his sister. Then look at how he started. Read it now, that line. But Amnon had a friend. Stop. But Amnon had what? But Amnon had what? But Amnon had what? But Amnon had what? Whose name was what? Some of you have Jonadabs in your life. You need to, after this teaching now, you open your phone and start deleting every Jonadab. Every Jonadab, get out of my life. Every Jonadab that will limit my greatness. Every Jonadab that will give me an advice that will rubbish everything that God has planned for my life. I prophesy the boldness to take those people out of your way. Take them out in the name of Jesus. But Amnon had a friend. Sarah had a friend. Jumoke had a friend. Boston had a friend. James had a friend. Chijoke had a friend. I don't know who your friends are. I don't know who your friends are. I don't know who your friends are. But your friends have the ability to define your life. They have the ability to determine your reality. They have the ability to determine your last bus stop in life. They have the ability to determine whether you will see glory or see shame. Is anybody being blessed? But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimea, David's brother. Now, Jonadab was a very crafty man. See the definition of friend. You have one friend. Some of you have a particular friend. He always sounds as if he's very smart. But that smartness uses for dubious things to trick people, stop people. You better move out of that place. Oh. You better leave that person. Leave that person. A friend who knows that the person you are dating is a very terrible human being. And he's saying, well, he's not a nice guy. And he's buying things for...
Yeah.
Some men have become so tough on their wives and they don't allow them to talk anyhow in the compound because they know the power of association. You are just this thing with a particular woman and what has never happened. How much they give you? 1,000 for meat. Is it your finger you used to cook for your husband? I can't try that rubbish show. If he tries it near me, I will show him. And the woman enters the next day. The husband says, honey, you know, as usual now, 5,000 naira, my salary has gone. He said, no, you must look for anywhere. Am I going to use my finger to cook for you? And you know how people have started influencing you when you start repeating the words of people? Indirect, in your subconscious, it will be stored. You just discover that you said that thing. You said it. It was somebody that said it, but you have said it. What did the person do? The person is re-educating you. Every education that is improper for your rising, every education that is meant to destroy your destiny, I declare, she will never take it in the name of Jesus. Today, it's common with social media where people can see a lot of things and hear a lot of things and follow all manner of things. Be very careful. Tap your neighbor, say, please be careful. Tell the person, please be careful. There are different friends. There are some people in church, they sit down by side. Oh, this pastor. They are still members. They are members. There are some people who came to church with a very good heart. It was somebody that has been there before, that is never on fire. Anytime you are doing fire, the person is not there. Just there. Just before me. Spread. It's not with us. Jesus looked at 12 of his disciples and he says, one of you is a devil. 12 disciples. He looked at them very well. And he looked at one. He said, one of you is what? A devil. There's a book there. One of you is a devil. Go and get the book. He told them, he said, one of you is a devil. One of you is a devil. You see, one thing about Pastor Mavis is that, yes, he's anointed. I like him, he's very anointed. He has grace, so. But you see, I just think that there are many things he does not know. I'm just watching him, Sha. But let's keep looking at him. One of them is a devil. May you not permit devil's entrance into your life. In the name of Jesus. God's servant has joined us tonight. Can you celebrate? Pastor Steve is here already. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, sir. Thank you for coming, sir. Amen. Glory to God. So you need people in your life. You will always need people. Men are important in your life. God will use them. Jesus needed men. That's why he called for men. Satan will also use men. He needs men. Satan will use men. He needs men. The Bible says evil communication corrupts what? Good manners. So look at your life. You are a product of the association around you. Who helped you to where you are? Who brought you to where you are? Check. Somebody did. Somebody did. Tell your neighbor, somebody did. So Joanadab gave him advice. The advice that ruined his life forever. 20 days of glory is on. By now, you should have been seeing that you are outgrowing some friends. By now, you should have been seeing that the kind of discussion we used to have, we can't have that discussion again. Can't you see that you are now uncomfortable with certain kind of chats again? Would you now go back to your vomit? It's only a dog that goes back to the vomit. I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice. You will not go back to that kind of association in the name of Jesus. Who are the kind of people you need? You need three kind of friends. Those that are below, those that are beside, and those that are above. Those that are below are people who, of course, you are higher than them, but they can help you achieve one thing or the other. They help you with one thing or the other. Then those around you are your friends. These ones influence you a whole lot because you hear them more. You hear them more. They are your friends, the people you surround yourself with. Then the last set are those above you, mentors. Those you see online, you are following. I'm following so person. This is my model. This is my mentor. This is my dad. To the extent that a person begins to leave Jesus, stop following that person. If he's a businessman and he's a very intelligent businessman, very smart, and he's doing business globally, everybody is seeing it. Follow his business wisdom. But you see, many people have beasts inside of them. They might be smart, but they have beasts inside of them. There is a beast that is still in that person. By the time he tells you, say, man, all of it, let's go somewhere, let me take somewhere. Then you hear him, hello, Sarah, show up. Oh. And you pick another phone, hello, ah, baby, my wife, ah, how are you? That's the wife. Oh. Then Sarah, show up. You are learning business. You must learn to mind your business. If you learn this other thing from that man, he will destroy your life. He might have the ability to show you the path of business, but he does not have the ability to show you the path of life. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is what? Destruction. Is anybody getting what I'm sharing today? I want to challenge your heart. I want to prepare you because I see destinies that will be. I left people. I woke up one day and I told myself, association, where was my friend? We wait in the evening by 6 o'clock to look for girls on this. How far? What's up? That's what we do. Small boys. If I see myself that time, if I had the privilege to visit my dad's, if I would slap that boy. Hey, very foolish boy. Go to a place where they play football. As they are playing football, we'll be calculating who will score, who will not score. We'll be rolling dice. I'll be playing. I said, what's this? They'll be doing service in church on Tuesday, midweek service. I'll be playing snooker, table tennis, betting. Serious one. One of them is a pastor now too, and I'm happy about that. I woke up after I accepted Jesus. I carried my bag and I left. Guy, how far and where you there? I'm not showing again. Do you know how boring it is? Life will be when you leave your bubbling friends. Bubbling. You understand what I'm saying? Life will look boring. 5 o'clock to 8, there was something you usually do. Now, 5 o'clock, you'll not be wondering, how's my life dry like this? There's nothing to do. Sir, those things you were doing with that time there, you were wasting. Now, God has given you time so that you can buy back time. Redeeming the time for the days are evil. What you could not do with wisdom then, God has given you ample time. Now it's time to read. Every time you change a habit, you replace it with another habit. Every time you change an association, there is another association you should gather with. Now you come for midweek service. You come for 20 days of glory. 20 days. Can't you see how glorified your life is becoming? After 20 days of glory, you won't stop. Then you create your own personal altar of fellowship. When you come back, that's your prayer time. That's your meditation time. Midweek service, you show up again. Sunday, you show up again. They say this church you're going to. I don't like to waste time in the church. Let's just do whatever I'm going to do and get out. Who told you? Sometimes God can hide powerful destiny shifting opportunities in the life of man. Be careful. Let nobody take you out of your place. You will not. Your crown will not be taken in the name of Jesus. Finally, tonight I'm going to hit something. I don't know if I'm going to push it up later, but I'm just going to heal that, and I'm sure that it will help somebody. I'm rushing this. You know why I'm rushing this? 20 Days of Glory has been on, and I've been taking time to teach us a few things. But I'll stop here. I can see that time is already fast spent. Why I'm saying to stop is because God's servant is already loaded, is blessed, is ready to come and invest in us. And I will always be here. You get what I'm saying here now? Yes, I will always be here to dish out these things to us. Please, I want you to wake up and tell yourself, I have burned the bridge of failure. I have crossed the borderline. I can never fail again in my life. I can never be small in my life. I can never be myopic in my life. I can never be disadvantaged in my life. I have found truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. I have known him. I have found him. Therefore, I will never be small. Lift up your voice and pray and say, dear Father, any association robbing me of the life of glory, today I disconnect. Lift up your voice and start praying right now. Any association, any friend, whoever I need to move out of my life. Some people are difficult to move out. Some of them might be sponsoring something in your life. They might be giving you some money. Some of them might be the ones hanging around you for something. So you need to pray. You need courage to take away some friends. You need courage to take away and drive away certain people out of your destiny. You need a lot of courage. You need a lot of courage. You need a lot of courage. Shambara baba 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 baya. Ruana gabarege de 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 Razizo berete kupashaya. Mandru nege de ge de ge de ge de ge de ge de ge de ge. Ragagagagagagagagagagagagagagaya. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Look at me. Many of the angels today that will perish eternally in hell, it was association that took them there. Satan stood one day and started discussing in heaven. Started getting some guys around, and they were gissing, and they were gissing. He told the guys how he would take over the throne. He told the guys how they were angels. They were pure. They were undefiled. They would have had their own place with God. Today, their destinies have been eternally settled for doom. Just because one guy called Lucifer showed up and sold a vision to them. A vision to some authority. A vision to take over the throne of God. A vision to sit in the farthest part of the north. A vision to be like the Most High God. As soon as he sold that vision and they bought into it, sir, they are eternally irredeemable. I said what? They are eternally irredeemable. They cannot be redeemed again. The door of mercy is shut on them permanently. Why? Association. There are some ladies who died before their time. Association. Somebody died committing abortion because a friend told her, I've done it before. Now everybody, is he a small? I beg. When that kind of person entered the other side, I don't know how you'd be explaining to the demons in hell how you got there. There are some things that association will cause you in time. Some people, association will call them eternal damnation. The reason some people will never accept Jesus. You talk Jesus is the way. They will never. As you are talking, never. It is one friend that is standing in their head that these people with the fisted and smart. I will leave those people. He does not even know that the guy that is deceiving his life in the way, in the scheme of things, that guy will still have like 10 years. And there will be one day where the guy will listen to Pastor Mavis and be saved. But he will not have up to 3 minutes, because very soon he will be going home that day and die and go to hell. Whoever is deceiving you might have an opportunity. Whoever is deceiving you might have an option. Whoever is deceiving you might have a second chance. I beg you, don't listen to them. Rise up on your feet tonight. I will call upon your name. I keep my eyes upon the way. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace. For I am yours, and you are mine. Voice of men who are not going nowhere. Lead me to know the right people. Lead me to connect with the right association. For my business, for my career, for my marriage, for my finances, for my academics, to help my children. Jesus, the right quality of men. Men of honor. Women of value and substance. Spirit, lead me. Every day of my life, I follow your leading.
Spirit, lead me where my trust is with.
You are in for a life-changing encounter. It's been from one level of glory to another. Line upon line, precept upon precepts. We are beholding the glory and we are changing. Somebody in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years time, people will look at you and they will be pouring out with tears. Tears of joy, your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, because you have chosen this path of life. Because you have chosen this path of life. In the name of Jesus. Anyone that is in the position where you have not made a quality decision, before this service ends today, I pray that the Holy Ghost will continue to speak to your hearts. He will continue to speak to your hearts. And as you are there now, you are already deciding for yourself. Without an altar call, you are deciding already. You are making a decision that is altering your life. Before the opportunity to come to the altar, you can alter it there. And it's happening to you right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We magnify you, Lord. Be exalted. In Jesus' mighty name of prayer. So listen, this night, when you get back home, check your phone list. There's some names you need to delete. Delete all your Jonadabs. Every Jonadab in your life, do what? Delete them. Time will not permit. I will show you some. There are some terrible people everywhere in the Bible that deceived people. They have different names. Different names in the Bible. May you not come in contact with such devils in town. Know why I call them devils? I don't mean they are devil. They're doers of evil. Another name for devil is what? Doer of evil. Yes. They do a lot of evil. But your life is shining from glory to glory. Oh, I didn't hear you say louder. Amen.
Amen.
Your life is shining from glory to glory. You are moving from faith to faith. New heights you're gaining every day. In Jesus' glorious, precious, and mighty name, we have prayed. Give God a shout of praise tonight.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.